All right, welcome, welcome. We are going to go ahead and get this call started. I am your host this evening, or hostess this evening. My name is Chrissy Key Rollins. We may have some people that are going to be joining us after, you know, right past this 9 o'clock hour. But for those of you that are here, I want to honor your time and welcome you to the call. And I'm going to kick things off by just letting you know a little bit about me. For anybody that's on the line that is not familiar with me and my work, first of all, thank you for joining me and for taking a little adventure with me this evening. I recognize the fact that we are 2 days before the Christmas holiday, and if you're like me, I just came from some family early Christmas family festivities, so I know we all have a lot of things that we have on our mind and things that we want to take care of and have to take care of and commitments to honor. So I'm going to go ahead and make the commitment to you that I'm going to keep this right at an hour. I'm going to bring tons of content and just really make the most of our time. So without further ado, as I mentioned, my name is Chrissy Key Rollins. I have a business called Holistic Restoration. I started giving you my website. You could check it out at holisticrestoration.com and find out a little bit more. My practice is focused on creating balance and transforming lives and bringing a true, authentic 360-degree physical, emotional, and spiritual balance into people's lives. And the focus for this evening, of course, being a call called Three Mistakes That Spiritual Women Make That Causes Them to Fall Out of Faith, I am passionate about helping people get connected spiritually to not only find their faith, but really learn how to live in that faith 360 degrees. I've been on this walk for a number of years now, consciously, I would say for the last 4 years, around January of 2010 is where I showed up, started making commitments to follow some of the philosophies that I'm going to be sharing with you this evening, along with some other philosophies, and really started to get significant results in my life, significant results, the things that really made me start to pay attention and also, again, grow this passion for helping other people along the journey. I don't know if you can relate to me at all, but for years I walked around talking about this faith that I had, this belief in a divine perfection that I was surrounded by. And I believe that there's a creator of this entire experience. I'm gonna probably reference God for the most part during this call. And if that word doesn't quite resonate with you, if you prefer to refer to the universe or spirit or the divine creator, life, if you just want to call it life, then please change the word that I use to have it fit your picture. Whatever that unseen thing is that is responsible for all this seen physical world, that's what I'm referring to whenever I reference God. And again, I'm going to throw out the universe, life, because I use them all interchangeably. I don't want you to shut down because I use a word that doesn't quite click with you. So feel free to change the word to one that resonates more closely to you. And that happens to be one of my specialties, is bringing the unseen, that this behind the scene into the seen world. So bringing the unseen into the scene, and I have a very, what I call like a ground up approach to spirituality. Some people get it from the top down, connected to the heavens above, down back into their body where they have that spiritual mindset. I have more of the physical. I need the proof, the evidence, the see, touch, feel, life experience. And that's why it's kind of a ground up experience that I have with my spirituality. So I'm that little gap filler, that bridge between up there and down here, that unseen and the seen. And what I'm going to talk about tonight is a really great way to start bringing that unseen into the seen. Faith is a funny thing. It's something that we talk about and we hear other people talk about. We see a lot of contradictions whenever religion gets into the picture. We're going to take a step beyond religion, and we're going to let go of some of those rules that come into place and kind of look at that bigger image tonight. And for myself, I just woke up to the fact that here I am all the time saying, I believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe in this perfection. I believe that there's a bigger reason and a higher purpose and something beyond right now. Yet at the same time, I could easily list 10, 15, 20 things in my life that should be different. So I had to start asking myself, okay, if I believe that everything's perfect, how come I have this list of things that should be different? And if I'm going to say that I believe in a perfection, I'm going to start living that. And I just started to question. I started to question life. I started to question the thoughts that went through my head. I started to question how I was reacting to life. I started to question what it was that I was doing. And I really saw a lot of hypocrisy within myself, talking about this divine perfection that I believed in, but yet still questioning, doubting, worrying. I don't know if you can relate to me. I have a gut feeling that you can relate to me. All the students that I work with, all my clients that I work with, this is a pretty consistent theme. I really cannot think of one person that I know in my personal life that lives a worry-free, doubt-free life. More often, we believe, like how I was believing, that there's a perfection to everything, but this still doesn't make sense. And that's what I want to help to kind of close the gap on for you this evening, and taking a look at three mistakes that I have identified as the top reasons why spiritual women fall out of faith. So we're about 10 minutes into the call now. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into that first one. If you're late and you missed it, you got to be here on time for the goods. But then not to worry, because I will have a recording of this call sent out to you. So as my gift to you as we close out the year. So number three, that I'm going to go 3, 2, 1. We're going to count them down. So you guys just come on this journey with me. Before we dive into the first one, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take what your current thoughts, beliefs are, and just kind of set them to the side. While we're on the call tonight, let's just assume that what I'm saying is a truth. And if truth is a funny, funny thing, and I think that's where spirituality can kind of get skewed between people, one another. It's because truth is a direct experience. Anything else is a concept. So what I'm going to bring to the table tonight are some new concepts, a new perspective to have you enter life as after you hang up this call and as you move forward through tomorrow and getting into the holiday, wrapping up the end of the year and starting a new year. Really understand what I bring to you as a concept. In order to make it a truth, you have to have the experience in your life. Everything that I'm bringing to you, I have, without a doubt, experienced to be true in my life. Just hearing the concepts is one thing. Actually putting them to work is another. I believe it. We're all familiar with the saying, faith without works is dead. So we have to put into action that which we believe, and that's what I'm going to challenge you to do tonight. So the three things that I bring to the table are going to make this a lot easier for you moving forward. So the number three reason why the number three mistake that spiritual women make that causes them to fall out of faith is that they are not befriending the mind. They are living in their heads and listening to their fears versus trusting God. So what exactly does that mean, befriending the mind? How I define befriending the mind is it's transforming the relationship that you have with yourself, that little voice that you have inside your head, transforming that relationship into one that honors your divine perfection. So I encourage you to become your own BFF, where every thought that you think is one that honors the divine creation that you are and the perfection that you are. Make your mind a slave to your heart. Use your mind as a tool, because it's an amazing, powerful tool, but use it to back up your beliefs. Use it to seek out that which you believe in proof and evidence of it's even just the concepts that I bring to you tonight. The interesting thing about our mind is that it's not quite what we have learned for it to be. Befriending the mind, it's not allowing your fears and your doubts to drive your decision-making. And otherwise, currently, you're being a slave to your mind. You think that you are your thoughts. And what you don't understand is that Simply put, the mind is a survival mechanism. It's here to ensure your survival. It's not here to make sure you live in faith. It's not here to make sure you create the life that you want. It's not here to make sure that you are peaceful, fulfilled, and have an abundant experience. It's here to get you from point A to point B with as little threat as possible. And in order to do that, it comes up with worst-case scenario of what you might be facing in the future in order to cut it off at the pass, to avoid it, to overcome it, to live, to simply survive. And when you allow your mind to be the thing that's running your life, you will only get into survival living, and you will never step over into that true thriving that you are designed, divinely designed, to experience in this life. So if you're allowing survival thinking to drive your decisions in the world in a world where you're designed to be thriving, you're going to create a life of survival. You'll continue to get feedback from life that reflects your fears, the things that you do not want to have occur. That's what's going to keep showing up. We were given by our divine creator, by God, from this, as a result of this human experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Part of this human experience involves this human mind. This human mind is a safety mechanism. That's why it floods you with doubts, with fears, with worst-case scenarios, with holding on to past things that were a threat, potential things in the future that can be a threat. It will not allow for peace in your life and to really live from a space of faith until you wake up and you understand this about the mind and do what I just said, what I call befriending the mind. You've got to become your own best friend. You have to wake up to how that voice in your head is talking to you. What is it telling you? How is it speaking to you? Just start to pay attention to the voices in your head. What and how is it speaking to you? Is it talking about things that you want in your life? Or is it preparing you for worst case scenario? Most importantly, ask yourself, is it your faith that's speaking, or is it your fear? Awareness is always the first step in creating lasting change. Becoming aware of your mind and waking up to how you approach and respond to life is the first step. Are your thoughts and are your actions in alignment with your faith? Now, I know everybody who's on the line can think of a handful of people, if not dozens of people, who say one thing and do another in life. I know that this caused a rift for me to keep me separated from God for a number of years because I would see people claiming a faith or a religion and talking about how people should be living, but then they were treating other people not in alignment with that those philosophies and beliefs. This isn't about learning a bunch of rules on how to live life and then telling other people about them. This is implementing it in your own life. And the first step is to wake up and become aware of the thoughts that are going on in your mind and work on that relationship within yourself. Wake up to your divine perfection. Wake up to the fact that you are put here to thrive, not merely to survive. When you're surviving, you're not serving yourself. You're not honoring the gift that your life is. You're not honoring the potential that God has put inside of you. And you're not honoring what you came here to do. When you're just doing enough to get by, you're not serving yourself. You're not serving others, that's for certain. But you're not even truly serving yourself. You are put here for so much more. You're destined for so much more. That's why you're so agitated, uncomfortable, frustrated with your current situation. And if you pay attention to those frustrations, aggravations, the discomfort in your life. Who's telling you all this? It's your own mind. So the number three mistake that spiritual women make that causes them to fall out of faith is that they're not befriending their mind. Tonight, when you hang up this call, start to become aware of the relationship that you have with your mind and see if you too are also making this mistake. I'm going to bring all the content. I promise you content, so there's going to be plenty of it. So keep pen and paper, take notes, or jot down whatever you think is going to be helpful for you. This is our time together. I want you to get the most out of this call. I didn't want to close 2013 without giving all that I had to give. And I thought, what better way to do it than to capture an audience for an hour and just give the goods. I told you I was going to deliver, and that's what I'm here to do. So, number two, moving right along, number two. The number two reason or mistake that spiritual women make that causes them to fall out of faith is they're not using the divine power that's found in their body or doing what I call taking radical responsibility. Radical responsibility is taking 100%, 360-degree responsibility for your life and everything you currently do and do not have in it. Radical responsibility means taking emotional responsibility as well, not looking for others or things outside of yourself for fulfillment, happiness, peace. Radical responsibility means taking responsibility for the experience that we have within our relationships with others. And what does this have to do with the divine power that's found in our bodies? Our bodies hold all the answers. When you feel that agitation, when life starts to give you the rub, pay attention. What is happening inside of your physical bodies? God gave us this power to know when we're in alignment with love, when we're in alignment with God, when we're in alignment with truth, when we're in the flow, when we're one with how life was intended to live. We are cued in on if we are experiencing this by how we feel in our body. Think about how you feel when you're in love. You feel invincible, on top of the world. I mean, sunshine's just shooting out of you. Anybody can bring you anything, and you feel fully equipped to be able to handle it. Nothing is going to touch you. In fact, you are untouchable, and you are unstoppable. That is a cue, folks. That is a clue that you're on the right track. You're in alignment. If it wasn't how we were meant to be, I don't believe it would feel so amazing, so incredible, and so right. Now think about the opposite of that. Think about the rub. Think about the agitation. Think about your current relationship with your boss, your family member, your spouse. Think about the relationships in your life. Think about the triggers that get set off inside of you. Think about the discord. Think about the friction. For me, I feel like a tightness in my chest. I might feel like a punch to the stomach. I feel like my skin's crawling. Those are indicators to me that I'm out of alignment with love, that I'm out of alignment with the truth, that I'm out of alignment with God, the universe, life. Pay attention to what's happening in your body and start taking radical responsibility. Before I started taking radical responsibility in my life, everything that was around me led me to be the victim of my circumstances. Other people were responsible for how I feel. My husband was responsible for my happiness. He was responsible if I was mad or upset. The experiences that I had in life were what were causing the situation that I was in, the experience that I was having. I wasn't taking full responsibility. I could tell you 10, 15, 20 people, things, reasons why I didn't have what I knew was possible in my life, what spirituality had taught me was possible in my life, what my time in the personal development realm, which often overlaps spirituality, what that had taught me was possible. I had to wake up when I realized that like I just shared with the first mistake that we went over, when I realized that I was talking about this faith but not living in it, this was the same thing. What if I'm 100% responsible for everything that's in my life and everything that's not in my life? What if every time that I make a declaration of something that I desire in my life, life is instantly responding? What if God is instantly responding and sending that to me and I'm the only thing that's stopping it? What if that lack of taking radical responsibility is the reason why what I want is not coming in? So just like I had said before, to start paying attention to how your mind's saying, what your mind's saying to you and what kind of relationship you have with your mind, begin looking for where you're making others responsible for your happiness, for your emotions, for your feelings. Where are you blaming, justifying, and complaining in life? Begin owning your emotions and owning your choices. Begin to take radical responsibility in your life, 100%. 360-degree responsibility for your life. When you are not living this way, you are, as I mentioned, the victim of your circumstances. which the mind loves, but that's for a whole nother teleseminar. When you're the victim of your circumstances, you have no power. You are at the mercy of what life gives you. You're at the mercy of what kind of day somebody else is having. You're at the mercy of what somebody else tells you you're worth, either monetarily worth or treatment-wise worth. You're at the mercy of who you are, where you're from, where you came from, what your family's like, what the weather's like, what other people feel like. I think that that's probably the number one thing for me that I realized in my life. If my husband was having a bad day, I started having a bad day. Why can't he just be happy? All I want is to be happy. I was making him responsible for my experience. I wasn't taking responsibility for it. I had a number of reasons, tons of areas that I would blame, justify, and complain. Tons of reasons why I couldn't be doing the things that make my heart sing, or living a life that's more passionate, or giving more, or loving more, or, again, living the essence of my faith. I was not being a good steward of what I had been given. I was not honoring the gift that this life is. Think about that for a minute. If we have a belief in this divine creator, this amazing, all-powerful God, who we are, man, made in the image of, why are we limiting what's possible for God by limiting what's possible for us? I believe we are put here with limitless potential, that we are the divine lived through. And if all things are possible for God, I do not believe we would be put into a circumstance that we also would be limited in this experience. So what if, again, this is like one of my favorite games that I play for myself, and I teach my students and I teach my clients to play. What if the reason that what you want in life and the experience that you desire to have in life, what if the reason that you fall out of faith is because you're not taking 100% responsibility, taking radical responsibility in your life? Again, then begin looking for where you're making other people responsible. Where are you giving up responsibility? Where you are giving up responsibility in your life, you are giving up your power. As long as other things are the reason why you are how and where you will always be at the mercy of those other things. Peace is not creating the environment that surrounds you as peaceful so that you can have a peaceful experience. Peace is maintaining peace within you regardless of what is happening around you. That is the power that we have as spiritual beings having a human experience. That is the God-intended experience that we are supposed to have in this life. But we will not have this experience. You will not have this experience unless you are taking radical responsibility in your life. We're 26 minutes into the call. I have given a ton of information. I expect that you're taking notes. I'm going to ask you just to take a moment, put the pen down, put the paper down. Shake your arms out, roll your little head around, give yourself a minute, bring yourself back focused. And before we move on, I want you to take a look back at those two areas that we just talked about. Think about that, befriending the mind and radical responsibility. Go ahead, pick up that pen again, jot down what's coming to the top of your mind. Where are some areas that your mind is in charge? Where are some areas that you have fears and doubts that your mind's feeding to you about what's going to happen in the future, about what happened before and what that's going to mean for the future, about what happened before, how that was wrong, and how that has created you to be who you are to this day? Where is your mind in control of your life? What are some things that your mind's telling you that you could maybe change the story on? Think about it. Think about the things that your mind says to you. Your mind talks to you in ways that you wouldn't let other people talk to you. If other people said to you the things that your mind says to you, you would not have those people in your life. My mind is the thing that tells me that I'm wrong, that I'm too fat, that I'm not tan enough, that I'm not good enough, that I did that wrong. I shouldn't have said that. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? If it's all perfect, then you can't say or do the wrong thing. Write down right now, where are some areas that fear is driving your life, that your mind is feeding you this fear, and that you can trade up that fear to have faith in your life? Where can you turn it over to God? Where can you trust that divine perfection? If you believe that one day it's all going to make sense, why wait until one day for it to all make sense? Why don't you surrender making sense of it now and accept the perfection that it is and move forward in that faith that one day it's going to make sense and live life now how it is that you want to experience it whenever you would have that answer. While you're jotting down notes, start thinking about radical responsibility. Where are you blaming, justifying, and complaining in your life? Who are you holding responsible for the way that you feel right now in this moment? Who are you looking for happiness, for fulfillment? Where outside of yourself are you relinquishing responsibility? Where can you start taking radical responsibility in your life? Jot these things down. Pinch on what to give, but the only way you can fully receive what I'm bringing to the call is if you do what I said at the top of the call. You have to experience it for yourself. Otherwise, it's just concept. So just to recap, the number three mistakes that spiritual women make that causes them to fall out of faith is that they're not befriending their mind. Number two, they're not using the divine power found in their body or doing what I call taking radical responsibility. So this takes us to the number one mistake that spiritual women make that causes them to fall out of faith. Before applying this final perspective, I experienced a lot of frustration, disappointment, and struggle, pure struggle in my life. I doubted all the personal development and spiritual information I had been given, and what I had been told we were capable of, that God was capable of bringing into my life, that the universe was able to respond and bring into my life. I had doubt, disappointment, frustration, struggle. I was the ultimate victim of my circumstances and experienced limited results whenever I was working towards the things that I wanted. And that perspective would easily push me more out of faith and more into fear. You can't be in faith and fear at the same time. You ever notice that? Have you ever stopped to think about that? You cannot be in faith and in fear simultaneously. If you are in fear, you are not in faith. I had a fear that life was never going to get easier, that I was never going to be happier, richer, or just enjoy life. Fear that I wouldn't have that peace that I could see radiating from other people. I know some amazing people in my life. I have been gifted with a great group of mentors, and they just exude awesomeness. They seem to have it so easy in life while I continue to struggle all the time. Now that I've implemented this last point that we're going to talk about, I experience a new level of peace, bliss, and ease. I can honestly say that I experience peace, bliss, and ease on a regular, continual basis in my life. I had previously only read about these concepts. What is this bliss that you speak of? I'm just working on being happy. I hear that a lot from my students. What is this bliss? It's what I experience now. I used to only hear about it from successful, faithful people and how blessed their lives are and how easily everything flows to them. And now I experience life on a completely different level. Now I am moved to tears of gratitude several times throughout each of my weeks, and I literally marvel at the awesomeness that life reflects back to me. I live in a completely new level of faith, which is so easy to maintain because life is consistently giving me evidence that what I want is possible, that what I desire is here. That I was meant to live this fulfilling, amazing, abundant life. And that's what I see when I look around my life now. Not in just one area, in all areas. So would you like to know what this life-transforming thing is? I mean, truly, would you? I want to know, and I already know. So here it is. Okay, the number one mistake that spiritual women make that causes them to fall out of faith is that spiritual women do not utilize their divine power to consciously create now. Consciously creating now is being present to each moment and making decisions that are in alignment to the life that you desire to experience. It is literally creating heaven on earth as we were intended to do. You have the divine power in each moment to create it, to create whatever you desire to be. Whatever it is you're desiring to experience, you have the power in each and every moment to create that now. If you're not living this way, you're living, again, as the victim of your circumstances. You're trading today for someday, and you're waiting for life to show up in a way that your mind says that it should versus trusting the perfection that you're surrounded by in each moment now. You've got to get to the essence of what you desire. You have to look at the evidence that life is presenting and ask yourself, how is this the answer to my prayers? How is this what I desire? Or how is this leading me to what I desire? As soon as you make a request or a commitment, the path that you take will lead you either to that thing that you desire or what you need to learn in order to receive that which you desire. And when you're caught up in what happened before or what might happen next, let's go back to that number three mistake of not befriending the mind. If that mind is feeding you what could possibly happen in the future, telling you that you are not, the whole reason that your mind's doing this is to make sure that you're fully equipped. The beautiful thing is, folks, right now you are fully equipped. I believe that life cannot bring into our path anything that we are not fully equipped to handle. If it shows up in our path, you got it inside of you or within reach, whatever it is that you need in order to overcome and to live and to thrive on the other side. You're expecting life to look a certain way, and it's not showing up the way that your mind says that it should. Do you know why your mind's coming up with those images to begin with? It's because it's going off your past examples, what your friends are telling you, what your neighbor experience, it's coming up with an idea of what that thing is going to look like. But that where your mind, the limits to which your mind can create is only scratching the surface to what's possible from God. Your mind is never, ever, ever going to figure out God's plan. The more that I implement this, the more that I take a step back and look at the intricate woven pattern, the tapestry that my life is, how perfectly the people are in the right place at the right time, making the right offer in the right situation to where everything that I need is provided for me in each and every moment. I could never come up with the intricate design that life is. I could never imagine things falling into place the way that they do. So let go of someday when your life looks a certain way, then you'll be filled, then you'll be happy, then you'll be at peace, then you'll live in faith, then you'll have proof of faith, that which you believe. You've got to put that in reverse. You have to live it now. You have to be in that faith in every moment. Trust that whatever is showing up is perfection. It is the answer to what it is that you've been asking for, or it's going to lead you in that direction. Sometimes we have to learn things before we are ready to receive. If we take $20,000 a year habits into making $120,000 a year, you are not going to be able to manage all of that abundance. You have to learn how to manage what it is that you have now before you're going to receive more. This is true 360 degrees in your life. Let go of this image of what you think someday should look like. Trust the feedback that life is giving you now and begin to consciously create now by aligning yourself with your faith, by taking that step in faith, by just simply asking yourself those questions that I just said. How is this what I desire? Or how is this leading me to that which I desire? consciously creating now. And in truth, it's a co-creation, if you want to look at it that way, a co-creation between you and God. Your part is to keep the faith. God's part is to deliver. Your part is to question that which God delivers when it doesn't look like how your mind said it should look and get to the essence. What did you think that that thing was going to bring into your life? How are you already experiencing that thing that you desire? How can this thing possibly be it? Or what lesson can you learn from this feedback that life's giving you to heal, to allow, to grow, to take that next step in faith, to allow, to take one more step on the path towards that thing that you desire? So that's it. Top three mistakes that spiritual women make that causes them to fall out of faith. They're not befriending their minds. They're not taking radical responsibility, and they're not consciously creating now. So this is the interesting conundrum that we come to. Now that you're aware of these top three mistakes that you're making and how it's causing you to fall out of your faith, a whole new challenge is going to come upon you. And the challenge is keeping these three mistakes at the forefront of your mind and not falling back into old habits and habitual thinking. You're also going to find it very challenging that you're going to be surrounded by others who are not on this call and do not understand these concepts. Do not understand the concept of befriending the mind, taking radical responsibility, consciously creating now. I mean, think about your friends. What are they talking about? How do you think their minds are talking to them? Who are they blaming? What are they blaming, justifying, and complaining? Where are they not taking responsibility for their life? And where are they trading today for someday? How are they not consciously creating now? By not having this consistent reminder of these mistakes and the way that you've been experiencing your life, the odds are against you that you will ever truly embrace and implement these new concepts. Plus, life was going to challenge you on the fact that you're even taking on a new perspective. Life will say, how committed are you to your faith? How will you handle this and this and this? And life's going to throw things at you to challenge your new level of faith. You're going to find this newly heightened faith challenge over and over and over again. And if you're like many, you're already living in overwhelm. The mind's going to kick up its survival tactics and keep you stuck exactly where you are. Even I myself would not have experienced the results that I have if I hadn't completely saturated myself with these approaches and people who are committed to living them as well. And luckily for you, I have a solution to this new problem that you're going to face. These new problems are going to inevitably show up in your life soon as you hang up from this call tonight. So finding myself exploring this world of personal development, it led me to embrace offerings and to set out as an entrepreneur 7 years ago. And though I experienced a good amount of personal growth in the first few years of my business and the first few years of my spiritual journey, because I didn't even know that my business was my spiritual journey, because anybody who really knows me and my business, I am living my calling. I am living my passion. I am living my purpose. My business is a direct reflection of what I was created by God to do here on this earth. So before I got that clarity and really saw this, saw what was happening, you know, I experienced a good amount of growth, but I was still found myself frustrated because I was pouring massive amounts of time, money, and energy, only to find myself disappointed with the results that were so far from what I had been led to believe, that I did believe, that were possible. And I was letting myself down, and I was unknowingly creating a huge disconnect in my relationship with my husband, and, I mean, just really struggling in my life. And I watched others succeed, wondering what it was that was different about what they were doing. How are they living this peaceful, blissful, abundant life that I just wasn't experiencing? And thankfully, 4 years ago, as I mentioned earlier on the call, I came across information that helped to fill the gaps that were left out in the personal development and world and the spiritual journey that I had taken so far. And I began experimenting with these perspectives in life. The three mistakes that I share with you tonight, I began to practice them in my life, like really question how I was approaching life. I mean, radical responsibility, your ability to respond to life. I changed the way that I responded to life, and I experienced profound results. And I knew that I had to bring this information to other people. And I developed a workshop series. Then that turned into a series of weekend retreats that taught us how to get out of our head, into our body, and live from the heart. And if you think about all the information that I brought to you, befriending the mind, getting into your head, radical responsibility, getting into your body, what is it telling you? And living from your heart, please, is there anything, living from your heart is living in faith. Ever since I finished my retreats, the focus on this, getting out of your head into your body and living from the heart, the effect that it had on the participants was profound. It was amazing to see the transformation that would happen as I started teaching these principles and really getting into the information. So ever since I ended my last retreat, which was this past January 2013, I've had clients and countless others that have been requesting me to facilitate another. And for anybody who knows me, I'm a new mom now. And I had to find a way how to keep this information available for those that are interested in experiencing the same transformation in their life that I have in a way that honors my newly growing family. And that's why I've combined my decade of personal development education, my own personal spiritual journey, everything that I've learned from my mentors, from my spiritual gurus, from all my training, from my personal experience, and pretty much from my entire heart and soul, I have poured into a program, a virtual workshop series called Living from the Heart. It's living in 360-degree faith. In order to live in 360-degree faith, it requires us befriending the mind, taking radical responsibility, and consciously creating now. Living from the heart is living in faith and living a life that's rooted in love, which is God, which is all there is. That's what I created. So I took my workshop series, turned them into a retreat, and now I'm turning that into a virtual workshop series. And if it's okay with you, I would love to share a little bit more about the program while I'm still giving you some great tips. So Living from the Heart is a 12-week virtual workshop series intensive that I'm starting in the new year. And there will be a weekly live call with live on-the-spot group coaching and a one-on-one live question-and-answer period so that I can offer on-the-spot personalized assistance to the people that are on the call. So this call will be recorded, and it will be sent to you to keep so you can re-listen to it. You can listen to it whenever it works into your schedule. If you can't jump on the live call, you can go back. You can revisit it countless times in the future so that you can get additional information that you may not have caught live or, you know, just refer back to it as a refresher. And by the end of this program, you will be a more conscious, faithful person. You will be the spiritual woman that you know in your heart you truly are. And why? Because you'll be able to master getting out of your head, getting into your body, and living from your heart, which will put a stop to this cycle of falling out of faith. Living from the Heart is a three-phase program, which is really cool because it starts with befriending the mind, it transitions into radical responsibility, and it finishes with a focus on consciously creating now. And each phase will bring new awareness, perspective shifts, and practical techniques that you can put to work instantly in your life, get instant results. Not only will you get the weekly live call and this recording sent to you and the benefit of the live Q&A, you're also going to get a Living from the Heart workbook that's going to go along with the series and it's going to serve as a great resource guide for you after you complete the series. You're going to have unlimited email access to me during the 12 weeks that you can immediately address any questions or clarifications that you need during the program. You're also going to be part of a closed Facebook group where I'll be sharing the answers to everyone's questions. I'll do this anonymously, but I really think there's great benefit from the group learning experience. So if one person has questions, chances are it's come up for another person. I'm going to just address them all so you can learn from other people's questions. And I'm also going to take the time for a one-on-one intention setting call with each and every person who is part of this program because I want to know what your intentions are. What are you looking to get from this program? And I am committed to delivering the goods. All of this combined together is going to save you precious time, money, energy. It's going to bring more peace into your life instantly because every single week you're going to be learning how to be more in faith. And I promise to provide you with 12 weeks of content that will help you get out of your head, into your body, and live from your heart, and ultimately get the faith-filled results and feedback from life that you know are possible to get into alignment with the way that our Creator, that God intended us to live, how life was meant to live. So looking at the investment in this program, there's just the information alone is so impactful. And there's a couple ways that you can get this. I'm not the only person who does this. So there's more than one way to get this. And you can actually get the same information that I'm going to be bringing to this 12-week series through one of my mentors. You can work with him one-on-one. I believe he charges around $27,000 a year. I don't know about your budget, but that currently doesn't work into my budget. And actually, it's kind of interesting because a majority of what I have learned, just everything that I've learned from him has been in a virtual way through calls. So believe me, folks, this way is extremely effective in getting the results. But you can also work with somebody one-on-one, you know, work with one of my mentors. You can also get this information from working with me one-on-one. In fact, I highly recommend it because I am great to work with. You can ask any of my clients. And you'll get everything you get from the paid program. You just get it one-on-one with me. An investment to work with me for one-on-one around for a year is around about $4,200 a year. So I've worked one-on-one with a number of clients throughout the year. I've seen amazing results, and thanks to that regular focus and accountability, the challenges that I said you're going to face as soon as you hang up the call. And I'm not making a formal offer today for the one-on-one coaching, but if you're interested, be sure to message me, and we can get a conversation going on that for sure. But the investment for my program, it is less. The tuition for a 12-week Living from the Heart virtual workshop series, where you're going to learn a solid foundation of getting out of your head, getting into your body, and living from your heart, ultimately living that life of faith that you were created to live, complete with the recorded calls, the workbook, the unlimited email access, the Facebook community, the one-on-one intensive side call. I mean, everything that I've talked about so far, it's only $497. While you're considering that, I'm going to share a little bit with you about what my past participants from the Living from the Heart retreat series, what they experienced. They walked away with, I'm reading direct quotes. You can find these on my website under my testimonial section at holisticrestoration.com. So this is some of the feedback that I got from my clients. I've taken living 100% responsible for myself and for my choices, and I've had many opportunities to stand in my commitment. I'm more aware of my actions and my decisions. I have more energy, more focus. I think to myself about how I'm really showing up, and I'm finding that work is more fulfilling, and I'm getting along better with my family. That's what one person had told me. Another client said they received a lot of value out of the material and the way it was presented, and that they've been able to bring forward many of the suggestions into their life. And the handout guide, the same guide that you guys are going to be getting, actually you guys are going to get an enhanced version of it. It made it easy to focus on what was being presented, and they got a lot out of it whenever they got back home and were looking back over the material. One of my clients said, I highly recommend to all looking for inner peace. You will find it here. And the last testimony I want to share with you is that living from the heart, one of my clients said, living from the heart really is the key to living a fulfilling, joyful life. Chrissy really helps to bring spiritual teachings into practical application. Since returning from the retreat, I have implemented a few of the applications, and I'm feeling connected to my soul and more free than ever before. Who listening to this call right now wants to feel more connected to their soul and more free than ever before? I just got chills reading that, sharing that with you. And I know somebody listening that has gone straight to your heart, and just know that I'm here for you. So register. You can register right now if this is speaking to you. Go to the events section at holisticrestoration.com. You'll see LFTH, Virtual Workshop Series. Just click on that. You can sign up right now. And as a thank you for being on this call, I promise I'm going to get you guys out of here at 10 o'clock. But as a thank you for being on this call tonight, I want to actually extend you a special offer. And for those who register tonight, I'm going to reduce the investment from the series to only $297. So, again, you're going to get the 12 weeks virtual coaching. You're going to get the recorded calls. You're going to have the live coaching, the Facebook group, the one-on-one intention setting call, the workbook that you're going to follow through on the series and have it as a resource guide afterwards. All of this for only $297. And I'm going to be honest, I only have 7 spaces available. So make sure you visit the event section at holisticrestoration.com now and secure your space. And that's not all. I highly recommend that you come to this program with a partner, either a life partner, business partner, accountability partner, a friend or family member, someone who's committed to living in faith also, someone else in your life. I know this person has already jumped to your head on who this is going to be perfect for. we're going to be totally revamping your entire approach to the way that you live, and you don't want to have to go home and explain it to your partner to get them on board. They're going to have questions. You're not going to know how to answer them. Bring them straight to the source. And to help make it easier for your partner to come on this journey with you, when you register tonight, not only do you get this amazing deal, it's $297, but your partner can come for half the tuition. Half the tuition. That would normally be around, actually, I think it ends up being about 60% off their enrollment. So if your partner signs up for the series, it would only be $197, but if they sign up tonight, I'm going to drop that price down to $97. You simply cannot beat the value of this special, and do not even have this option available for you to order on my website. So you'll have to just fill in the contact form below the information and message me so that we can make sure that we get that deal confirmed for your partner that you want to bring along with you. And I've got one final bonus offer for tonight. And not only are you going to receive everything that I've mentioned, oh my gosh, and I totally left out a bonus that I'm going to give. So I'm going to add it right after this. So the bonus that I'm going to that I was just in the middle of mentioning, what I'm going to do is that I have two other additional virtual series that are being offered for 2014. They're each going to be around 10 to 12 weeks long, and they're all going to build on top of the foundation that Living from the Heart is going to put into place. And if you order tonight, I'll secure you the VIP pricing, the $297, for the other two series. These other two series are Living Your Vision Board and Living Your Dream Relationship. And I realize that those two series combined with this one, that doesn't take us except for through about 9 months of the year, so don't worry, there's going to be more that's coming. And I'm just going to have to see. It's probably going to be something around motherhood or parenting. I'm not quite sure yet. It's probably just going to be an in-depth intensive of combining all these principles. But regardless, you're going to get a year's worth of content, and I will guarantee you that same VIP pricing for all of the series if you go ahead and sign up tonight for the Living from the Heart virtual workshop series. And in fact, just to kind of take it just a little slight step further, is that I'll offer a VIP membership special also. So for only $97 a month, you'll be secured a space in all three of the Living from the Heart, Living Your Vision Board, and Living Your Dream Relationship workshop series, virtual workshop series. And that's going to create an additional $24 savings that I'll honor for tonight only. Again, I do not have a payment feature set up for this, so you'll have to fill out the contact form and get back to me. So the last bonus that I'm going to mention, and I meant to mention this before, is that I have an hour-long audio CD called The Key to Now. It's a part of a series that I'm working on creating, and if you sign up tonight, I'm going to give you a digital copy of that audio free as well. That hour of content on this digital format is priceless. It's priceless. That alone is worth the price of admission. The $297 special, it's ridiculous. Add a partner on $97, that's crazy. But I'm committed to bringing you the goods. I'm committed to being here for you. And I stand so solidly behind the work that I do in this world that I want to make this a totally risk-free offer. And if you register today, you get the amazing deal. You go through the series. You participate fully. If what I advise to you, if the content that I bring during the series, if it doesn't work, if you don't find your life enhanced, transformed, come back to me and I'll give you 100% of your money back up to one full year after the series ends. Yes, yes, I may have gone crazy, but I don't think so because I stand so behind my work. I guarantee the result. If you come, get the deal, go through the series, participate fully, if what I offer does not enhance your life, when you put it to work, I will give back 100% of the money that you invested. I will give a 100% money back to you up to one full year after the series ends. That's how much I guarantee it. That's how much I'm going to bring to this series. That's how much you deserve it. Go to my website now, holisticrestoration.com. Find the events tab. Find the Living from the Heart virtual workshop series. Again, it's abbreviated LFTH. Sign up now. get the offer, $297, find your partner, message me, let's get them in, or better yet, just do the membership, $97 a month. You're guaranteed a year's worth of content. It is an amazing offer, amazing. And I cannot thank you enough for being on this call. I cannot thank you enough for opening up your heart, putting yourself as a priority. By doing this, by heightening your faith, it's going to enrich all aspects of your life. Take the information I brought you tonight. Thank you again for being on the call so close to the holiday. Take the information I brought, put it to work in your life. Start getting the results. If I can answer any questions about this series, if I can support you in any way in the new year, reach out to me. I'm here for you. It is my highest honor to connect with you and to serve you. I thank you. I wish for you a blessed holiday season. I wish for you a blessed finish to 2013 and an abundant 2014. I would be honored to be a part of your 2014. Regardless of the choice that you make, I appreciate your support. I thank you for being who you are, for having the courage to play full out, to live full into your faith. Know that I'm holding a vision of peace and abundance for each and every single one of you. And with this, I'm going to close the call, wish for you a blessed evening, and thank you. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great night. Bye-bye.